welcome to this mini pod, Forecast Awesome, here at the Fairy Tale Studio, where celebrating is what we do best. Here is your host and new best friend, Tracy L. Schreiber.
Hello and welcome to Forecast Awesome, sweet friend. What an amazing week this has been. A hectic but beautiful week. I really need to tell you that all my fun and crazy weeks are good, mostly because it's grandbabies, wild strawberries, and random, not random, daisies in the front yard, garden fun, puppies, and an occasional design client or two that keeps me on the go. And bonus, I get to sit and dream up and look forward to our time together here in this mini pod. And well, after launching my YouTube channel, Forecast Awesome, I am basically living the dream, sweet friend. Okay, so I had my podcast all set for dog behavior and essential oils. It was all ready to go. And then, like the terrier I am, got inspired to do something altogether different. I began to think about all the dreams that I have chased after like flipping parkour, and the remains of those dreams or projects, and how sometimes they can be reused or repurposed in some way. It really reminds me of how you can, with a fresh set of eyes, get a new vision for the broken and or forgotten. Kind of like this week, I have pulled the greatest stuff off my neighbor's curbs. I am like, repurposed much? Well, it really got me thinking about one of my past, not quite successful projects I mentioned in an earlier podcast. My children's books I have written and illustrated. One called Flower Power, my most recent children's book, but there is an earlier one that after 2 years of working on it, illustrating and writing it, well, I think maybe in years and years, only 8 people besides me bought it. But I got to thinking about it, and then it suddenly hit me. We are going to have story time here at Forecast Awesome. And really, the theme of this book is for children and the young at heart. So gather round the babies, grandbabies, and all those that just need to hear a fairy tale right now. Now, without further ado, The Adventures of Princess Pouteloup, Princess on a Mission, written and illustrated and read by Tracy L. Schreiber. There once was a princess, it had been said, who lived in a castle and slept on a flower bed. And though she had so many things, oh, so many beautiful things, she was not happy, she did confide. This extraordinary princess felt she was missing something inside. So is our story, so it begins. Princess Pouteloup's the name. On her face there is no grin. Her parents all smiles, but inside them dismay. Nothing they did seemed to brighten her day. Then Princess Pouteloup, with a frown on her face, made one simple announcement. I must go with haste. I must find what makes me happy, she exclaimed. There is no time to waste. So her parents agreed that this girl must do all that she was set on, that it must be something true. Go and search for what you long for. Go and search until you find. Just make sure that you are back before it's dinner time. And by the way, just one more thing. Your royal guards won't be far behind. She pouted across some fields and sulked across the lands. Dragging all that attitude began to hurt her hand. She started up a hill, then thought, I will rest for just a while. Sitting all alone, she thought, she never cracked a smile. Then suddenly she heard a noise and made a bigger frown. What is it now disturbing me from my royal sitting down? As she turned to look, a tiny girl, much tinier than she, was sitting on the ground nearby with a basket by a tree. I am Princess Pouteloup, and I demand to know your name. What is it you are doing here? Why is it here you came? Slowly speaking and giving her name, the girl said that where she stood, She was looking for something, a morsel of something, for her family was in need of food. At that very moment, she felt something stir inside. "I must help this little girl," I say. "My journey for what I need to find, I will have to put aside." So off went the two at a steady pace. Traveling far, they came to a bridge. They thought to sit and rest a bit, if only for a smidge. As the two sat to rest, they noticed a sound, a rustling beneath them. "We have to climb down." And under that bridge, a family of three. It appeared this was their home. "This is not good at all," she thought, and demanded to know what had gone wrong. "Is this the place you are living?" Princess Pout questioned the three. "Have you no home to speak of? And how did this come to be?" So they gave her their story, and it gave her a cry. "This just cannot continue," she said with a sigh. The group pressed on through the kingdom they looked for all they needed, no matter how long it took. Some children were crying as they entered a town. Those children were crying and looking around. "So much unhappiness," she thought, "and so many frowns." Questioning the sobbing children, Powderlot came to understand they must help them find their parents, for they lost them somewhere in this land. Their group, quite large, crying babies and all, truth be told, they moved rather slow. And Powderlot remembered the words of her parents before she left to go. For back to the castle with all her new friends, the princess knew she must go. And just how to help each and every one, she knew her parents would know. Traveling back home, Princess Powderlot thought. In fact, she thought a lot about the happiness she was to bring, and that she was bringing it not. "I am bringing the hungry. I am bringing the homeless and some babies who cry a lot. Instead of my happiness to the castle, a whole lot of problems I will have brought." But it couldn't be helped. It was what she must do. Happiness or no happiness, to help them came first, and that's all that she knew. As they entered the castle, running to see all the matter, the king and queen came. Had she found what she looked for? Did her face still match her name? Then her parents stared in amazement and were most delighted to find that their little princess, just set on her mission, stopped to help someone else and be kind. In eager assistance, they got to work and certainly knew just what to do. Found them food, found a home, no trouble at all. They even found a parent or two. Then they turned to their princess and inquired of her, how did the mission turn out? Did she find happiness? Did she possess it well? Or just a face with a pout? Right about then, a rare thing occurred, and her parents began to see a little smile on their darling girl. "On my inside is where I find happy." So there's Princess Pout with a smile on her face, and now our story is done. No pouts, all smiles. On her face is a grin, even if only one. The end. I sure hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. So here's the part of the podcast where I want to give you a tip of the week. Ever since I was a young girl, I have wanted to write children's books. And guess what? With a little help from a mom, a dad, or a grandparent, you can easily self-publish your kiddo's work. There are many sites you can upload their little illustrations and then easily upload the words, and voila, their very own published work. Some sites even allow you to keep the book private and just enjoy it for your very own family. I just had to share the tip with you, and we'll be using it with my grand littles in the near future. And that is my tip for the week. Go on and give it a try. But back to this whole restoration idea. My most favorite part of contracting a home is when I get to restore something back to its former glory. Like one of my most favorite things I did was when we saved a cast iron tub and patched a hole with fiberglass, sanded it smooth, and you couldn't even tell it was ever old and ugly. I love it. Okay, so here we are at what I always like to call my pillow talk. I know there have been so many days in my life that I was just in ruins. It pretty much seemed like there wasn't too much I could do good without wrecking something else in the process. It was kind of like a chronic thing. Talk about needing a reno of my whole life. But I have to say that when you realize you are not meant to do it alone, I was an expert at trying to never need help and needed it fiercely. But I think that when I realized that Jesus loved me and chased me down, so to speak, even though I was all too eager to push him to the curb, I eventually thought, now that is some kind of crazy love. A love that can repair all the broken up places of your heart. He definitely took the lemons of my life and turned it all around. And I am big time grateful. If you would like to connect with me on Instagram at Forecast Awesome, it would be my honor to pray for you and over you, sweet friend. So I am thinking that this brings this week's podcast to a close. As always, if you would like to check out rootingforfriends.com to get some great ideas to start a great movement in your community, please do so. Also, you can find all things fun, whimsical, clever, and cute over at Forecast Awesome on YouTube. And until we meet again, sweet besties, blessings and awesomeness to you and yours. And we will see you here next week on Forecast Awesome.